USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The effort to recall Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has received the necessary number of verified signatures to trigger a recall election in the fall. The California Secretary of State said on Monday they now have more than 1.6 million verified signatures. Health leaders said the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could make big changes to its masking guidelines for outdoor spaces. President Biden is expected to announce updated CDC guidelines about masking outside at some time Tuesday. The medical community has known for a long time that the risk of transmitting coronavirus is much lower outside versus inside. Representative Tim Ryan, the Democrat from Ohio, a 10-term representative in Congress since 2003, and a former Democratic presidential contender, announced his run for the U.S. Senate on Monday morning. Quote, I am running for Senate because Ohioans are working harder than ever. It's time to hit the reset button. End quote. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The 2020 census numbers are out, and it states America has 331 million people. With the numbers comes a shift in political representation. While Texas and Florida will gain additional seats in Congress, California and New York will lose seats. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Census Bureau announced the first set of data from the 2020 census on Monday, showing the U.S. population now tops 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest rate of growth since the 1930s. The numbers also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain two seats in the House of Representatives, one of six states to gain a seat. Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia will all lose a seat, as will California, the first time in the state's history that its congressional delegation will shrink. The average population of a congressional district will also increase by more than 50,000 people to around 761,000. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Your medical records are very private information. If America moves to a mandatory vaccine card, another one of your freedoms will erode away. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC says at least 138 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. The proof, a 4x3-inch paper vaccination record card issued by the CDC. First thing experts recommend you should do once you've been vaccinated is take a digital photograph of both sides of your personal record card. The one thing you should not do is post a picture of your card on social media. That's according to Nanette Day, assistant special agent at HHS, and she says the vaccine lot numbers are key to your card.
Those lot numbers are used to legitimize a fake card.
Day also telling NBC's Today Show scammers are on the lookout as well for vaccine cards online.
Well, we've already seen it be used to target people for surveys. They already know the type of vaccine you got and potentially where you received it or what date you received it on. It will lend an air of legitimacy to the fraudulent request, which makes it more likely that you're going to fall for it and take the survey and potentially provide your personal information to a fraudster.
The supermoon Monday night and Tuesday morning was seen to many as a super pink moon. A supermoon occurs when the moon is closest to the Earth, that results in a brighter, bigger appearance. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bright.